You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morning, Kirsten. How are you today?
Good morning!
Oh my goodness. What are we talking about?
So I don't know how I got onto this topic, but I'm screaming.
Screaming.
And, you know, you think about it, there's so many amazing songs and things that have screaming in them. Metal, punk, James Brown. Think of Aerosmith, Prince, Led Zeppelin, Immigrant Song.
So many. We love a good scream. It's cathartic. It's fun. It's cross-genre. It's an interesting trope. When it's used well, it can be really powerful. And when it's not used well, it can be a wild ride.
So here's a weird fun fact. Some theorists think it's the first language babies learn.
Really?
You know, that's how they communicate in the beginning. You know, to let you know, hungry, tired. You know, it's our original language. You know how they'll say primal scream, you know, the first thing.
Totally. I am quite curious about the tracks you've picked for us this morning. There's a wide variety here. We're going to start with one that I love. Actually, I'm sure a lot of people love it. It's a bit of a classic, so let's hit it. Janice. So
yeah.
She's not really screaming here. She's kind of like using her voice in that way, though. Why have you picked this song?
I think she's screaming. And I think it's iconic and she maintains it, you know. And then when you see some of the live performances, and you think about at the time she's making this music, a lot of other women are doing lovely, sweet folk.
Yeah. Yeah, that is kind of screaming, eh?
Well, yeah. Think about trying to sing along.
I do. This is definitely a car sing along for
me.
An absolute classic road trip playlist.
Really? And you fully song? Belt it from the diaphragm when you do it?
Oh, I don't know if it's from the diaphragm, but it definitely comes out loud.
Because apparently, you can get serious vocal cord damage,
you know,
singers that do this, and it's actually a real thing. But another thing I learned you can get, and I probably have done this before, is migraines.
Ooh, yeah.
You know?
Too much screaming gives you migraine.
So this is, please do not try at home, kids.
So one thing we're not playing this morning is literal scream metal, because that's maybe a little bit too intense for 8:15 on a Friday. But those people who sing in screamo bands, they are usually taught to scream in a way that's not going to F their vocal cords up. What's the technique? How do you learn to scream without messing up your voice?
I don't think there's actually a way. I think they're lying to themselves.
Okay.
Well, you know, because you got to give it 40 years.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
And look, they're not going to live that long anyway. They're rockers, so.
Screamy guitar in this, too, which is very nice.
True. No, you're absolutely right. And a lot of what we have the guitar do in these songs is sort of mimic the human. And that's why the guitar is the perfect instrument, as opposed to, say, the drums or the bass. They
can't
match that intensity. Now, here's a weird fact. Screaming, you know, normally is a reflex. You don't do it on purpose. It's a response to pain, you know, surprise, joy, anger, and it's instinctive. You don't plan it. And so here's humans, like, you know, purposely.
There's a big scream here. So if it's something we do kind of instinctively, That means, as you've said, it's very primal. Or someone said, primal scream therapy, go Yoko as well. Yoko Ono.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so many people use it. It is extremely... Sorry, I just had to get that scream in there. It's extremely...
My throat hurts now.
Yeah, just listening to it, your throat hurts. Oh, God, not in this pandemic.
You do not all have COVID. That's just Janice.
It's just Janice. So good.
Now, two roots of this. One is actually, they started doing it in weird operas. Weird, like, 1920s, 1930s operas, putting screams into it. But then, obviously, gospel. And then into gospel and blues.
I put a spell on you.
I love this song.
Well, his literal name is Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's in the name.
Because you're mine.
And something else I read, which I don't know, some people are claiming this is the first goth song, not Bauhaus.
That's an interesting reckon.
Yeah, he was super theatrical, red boots, leopard suits. He would emerge from a coffin. He had a skull shaker on a stick. Oh my God. One concert, they
sorry,
told the audience...
Scream in there.
Oh, sorry. One concert, they told the audience to be careful, they're having a worm infestation in the hall, and then they dropped greased rubber bands from the ceiling.
Oh my God.
My skin's crawling.
I mean, that's amazing though. Imagine saying to the techies before the show, so halfway through, the worms, they're going to drop from the ceiling, and everyone's going to freak out.
So maybe the whole audience screamed.
Screaming saxophone as well. We like a good sort of instrument
Absolutely.
That echoes the voice.
Yeah. And, the saxophone makes you think of all those other words for scream. Wailing, then there's crying out, shouting, whooping, hollering.
We've talked in the past about instruments that kind of echo the human voice and why we sort of are attracted to them. Like, it's a really interesting thing. Isn't it the viola they say that's the closest to... like vocal, human vocal patterns or something like that. But
yeah, I don't know if that screams, that seems to kind of whine.
Yeah. But we do seem to really love in music like this that's got this kind of cathartic element to it, to have these echoes in the instrumentation and in the vocalization.
Well, apparently the secret and how he recorded this song was the producer bought them all ribs, whiskey and beer. And they made the song, and he woke up, and he didn't remember it in the morning. And so he had to learn how to do it afterwards.
Oh, need to lie down after that. But
so it's probably
not for long.
Handy to do if someone leaves you. You can just go shout the song at them, and you'll get him back.
Sorry to interrupt you there mid-flow with this one. This one's just bonkers, but I love it. What are we listening to, Kirsten?
Legendary Stardust Cowboy, 1968, Paralyzed. Apparently, unfortunately, I found this out after we'd chosen it. It's on a lot of people's worst songs ever lists.
Oh my goodness, someone's texted in saying Screaming Jay once visited the BFM studios. He yelped at the end and a ball of flame came out of nowhere and we all jumped out of our skins.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That is so good.
What were you smoking, bro? Okay, the drums are screaming. Maybe they can.
They are. This is rolling down the hill, and the screaming is the...
Right.
I mean, this song is absolutely wild. What's the context of this song? How did it come out?
He just was an experimental artist and did stuff and somehow got released on a major label. But Dr. Demento and John Peel were big fans,
oh,
so
yeah.
It kind of remained in circulation.
Someone says, what a topic. There's a great scream in 17 where SB really pushes two lines of the song, absolutely makes it. Someone else says that they saw Screamin' Jay at the Glue Pot. And they reckon more voodoo than goth.
Oh, okay.
We've also got someone saying James Brown.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, you know, some of the best ones only had a scream at the end or only at the beginning. So I kind of picked songs with screaming throughout to make the point.
Yeah, yeah.
So I missed a lot of iconic ones, you know, and obviously metal and stuff like that, you know, emo, screamo, new metal.
There's genres that have really built themselves around the scream, but I think there's something really interesting about the songs you picked for us because they're more just sort of embedded in the way the track works. It's something to do with like the song itself. I don't know. I've loved that. That's felt like I've released something I didn't know I needed to get rid of this morning.
Well, yeah, I'm awake now. Hopefully y'all are. I got adrenaline going. I'm actually ready to face the day.
I'm also very awake too. Thank you for bringing us Big Brother and the Holding Company, Screamin' Jay Hawkins and the legendary Stardust Cowboy this morning. Where are we going next week?
We are doing anti-ableism anthems.
Awesome. That sounds great. We will talk to you next Friday.
Okay.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.